You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Nassau, Bahamas to Sydney, Australia to Blacksburg, West Virginia to San Francisco, California, we are the Tastemakers.
Morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this, again, glorious, glorious day. Welcome to our new time slot here. We're at 12 o'clock noon. P.M. afternoon, Pacific Standard Time, a new time here.
And we are live on Facebook today for
we are live on Facebook, so if you want which is, okay.
Catch the Tastemakers, you could actually see us today. So we are live, but like Mark said,
you have to go to the LA Talk Radio website, I think,
yeah,
right?
LATalkRadio.com.
Yeah.
And
hit channel two, and then you'll pop right up there. And hopefully, if you want to see us, you can watch us right now.
Yeah, I should do that too, by the way. But yeah, like Mark said, if you're listening now, you know we're at the new time slot, which is noon
on Pacific time.
3 o'clock if you're in New York, or 8 p.m. if you're in Paris. So
Or 9 p.m. if you're in Milan.
9 p.m. if you're in Milan, or it's 21 hours ahead if you're in Vienna, or whatever. That's right. Anyhow, good to be here again, and we're almost into summer, and we finally, like usual, Mark, we're always here, and the weather's always, for most part, 9 out of 10 times is perfect,
yes.
And we're almost into summer. But it seems, even though when we're in studio, the weather seems to be okay, or pretty good.
Well, unofficially, we are into summer, because after Memorial Day and the Indy 500, you're in the summer.
Well, unofficially, right?
Yeah.
But it seemed, like I was telling you the other day, it seemed like this is the longest winter. It seems like
yes.
We had 6 months of winter.
Yes.
Because just a couple days ago, when was it, on Sunday? It
yeah.
was raining.
And Sunday, the Sunday of Indy 500 was, well, at least here in L.A., it was cold, overcast, wet, dreary, just a downer of a day. I mean, it was just an awful, I mean, it put you in a real bad state of mind.
Real thing. We were just talking minutes ago about moving to Oregon.
Yeah.
And
we weren't, but our producer here was talking about moving to Oregon and
I've been up there too. It's beautiful up there.
When it's not raining.
Yeah, when
sure.
it's not raining. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, so you go, let's say you go to Palm Springs or you want to retire there, you want to live in Scottsdale. It's hot. It's 115. I was in Scottsdale last year on 4th of July. It was 115 degrees.
Yeah. So, but we had 118 here last summer
yeah.
too.
So where's perfect? San Diego?
No. I guess San Diego.
What's the closest to perfect?
72, I guess.
Yeah, San Diego, then.
San Diego and Santa Barbara, I think you're going to have a pretty good time.
Uh-huh.
But again, Santa Barbara is going to cost you. If you're, it's a high cost of living out there.
Yeah.
And San Diego, I think, is the same thing now because you've got your Coronados and your Rancho Valencias and your Del Mar's down there. So
I guess there's no perfect place.
No, there really isn't.
That will get all the components or ingredients that you require.
No, but you mentioned about Palm Springs, too. I think that's pretty close to it because, sure, you do get about 4 weeks that you've got triple digits solid. But, again, more and more places now with global warming are getting those triple digits more days than they used to.
Yeah.
But for the most part, Palm Springs, I think for retirement, I think that's a great place. We know somebody, Art Lewin, who has a place out there in Palm Springs, and he seems like he's spending more time in Palm Springs than he's spending here in Beverly Hills now.
I think he used to be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but now I think he's there Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
and
Sunday.
I haven't been to Palm Springs in a number of years, and I just, every time I've been there, it's been fabulous.
Yeah.
It's great weather, people, restaurants, things to do, just a great place to visit.
The last time I was there was December of 17. December, so the winter time.
Yeah, which is what they're famous for, you get crowded.
It's still wonderful.
Yeah.
But hell, I'll take it for 115 degrees.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
because it's a dry heat. It's different than our 118 we have here.
So I guess that would be L.A. to Palm Springs would be like New York to the Hamptons, where all the people in Manhattan, they get away for the week and they drive 2 hours to the Hamptons. Here, 2 hours, you're in the Springs.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we'll start the show like we do every show with our happy birthdays. There's a lot of a lot of nothing going on today, Mark, for the birthdays.
Oh, nobody good, you're saying?
CeeLo Green.
Oh,
remember
CeeLo
him?
Green. Yeah. I met him at the W that one time.
He's
the guy that was on The Voice, right? And then he had some sort of issues.
He was the first guy.
Right,
on the
and
Voice,
he had some issues with something other, and they fired him.
How old do you think he is?
50.
44.
Okay.
But Idina Menzel.
Yeah, she's the one that John Travolta.
How old do you think she is? She looks pretty good.
28.
47.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess I got her mixed up with somebody else then.
Hey, get this, Mark. YouTube star Think Noodles. He's 41 today.
Think Noodles, and he's a YouTube star.
Because uh-huh.
usually the YouTube stars are younger ones.
Well, how about this? Jasmine Bieber, no relation to Justin.
Oh.
She's an Instagram star. She's 10.
Really?
Yeah.
10?
She's 10.
Boy, that really is something. You know, these Instagram stars.
Austin H., we're still trying to figure out what a TikTok star is, Mark. She's 17.
TikTok star?
Yeah.
17.
And here's the last one of the day, Mark. Mel Blanc. You remember Mel Blanc?
Yeah, wasn't he the voice of...
Bugs Bunny?
Yeah, so he's got to be like I would say he's well, he died 115.
When he was, yeah, well, close. He died when he was 81.
Yeah.
And he would be celebrating 111
oh,
candles.
Boy, I had that one almost right on the money.
Yeah, so usually pretty good. But yeah. So he would be... that means he was born in, what, 1908?
Wow.
Wow. But then he died when he was 81, so that means he died in 1989.
Wow. So that was a long time ago.
Yeah, 81. But 81's a good life, right?
Yeah, 81's, if you make it to 81, that's considered good.
Happy Memorial Day weekend, late Memorial Day weekend. Happy Memorial Day to the country. And you watched the Memorial Day special the other day with Joe Mantegna.
It was good, yeah. It was really good and uplifting. And I like how they, do they normally do stories like that? That's the whole thing?
I don't think so.
Because they did the stories.
Yeah.
You know, each individual vet had their own story, yeah. Which I thought was pretty uplifting and it was nice to hear those good stories.
Sam Elliott speaking, it was like he was the actual person speaking the story.
Yeah.
And then when he went to introduce himself and meet the actual vet that they were talking about, that dude was 96.
Yeah.
And his brother died in 8 years ago.
Wow.
So, wow, they survived that Normandy landing and lived to be in their upper 80s and 90s.
Remarkable.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah, the greatest generation.
The greatest generation. But anyhow, Memorial Day weekend came and went, and Indy 500 was on Sunday.
Yeah.
Right? Sunday, right?
Yeah. And that was the Indy 500 was great at the end. The, you know, how the guy lost it a few seconds, I think, you know. But that's what made it more exciting was when you had the back and forth that he took the lead, the other guy took the lead. And I forgot the guy that won. Do you remember what his name is?
No, but he's the first French guy that won since 1920.
See, so now we don't even remember the guy that won the Indy 500. We don't even remember who he was.
And I would assume he was probably on some of the shows this week. In the past, if you won Indy, you'd be on Letterman or Carson or Leno, you know? Who's the guy's name that does the Late Show now?
Dang, bro.
From
and you're naming all these dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Carson.
Right. But I just never watched that tonight. I like Kimmel. So I watched, what's his name on NBC?
Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. But in the past, you would win...
Or even the Kentucky Derby, you always been, yeah. You were always on the late night
shows. Or
if
you were Miss America or Miss Universe or whatever.
But the thing I think now is there's just so many different people that are in the news now for different shows that are streaming and different movies and different musicians. I mean, everything's just out of whack with everything. Yeah. So I think people that win those things are more or less irrelevant or not as important as they had been in years past.
You're right. And it just seems like everybody now is, they're all young. They're all into Instagram and social media. Here's a quick example. Last night, we were out on town hitting a couple of events. One of the events we went to was a Fred Segal event, the launching of a product, right?
Yeah,
T-shirts, whatever.
Yeah.
But it seemed like you and I, when we got there, we're like the oldest ones at that event. Several older people came later. But everybody there seemed like they were all young into that whole social media scene. They were all young, good-looking,
Instagrammers, fashionistas.
Everybody was either, and they had the media wall. I don't know where the red carpet was, but they were supposed to have a red carpet. But everybody was taking pictures of the media wall like it was gold.
Well, that's how it is nowadays. Yeah. Everywhere you where you go now, the media wall is like it's gold. Everybody's got to get a picture. Well, you and I do the same thing. We always like to get a picture in it. And I think it's a great way for the average person who doesn't normally get to the media wall type thing.
Yeah.
They get to take advantage of it now.
Yeah.
And it's just something you get for any type of opening. You put a media wall there, and it elevates it a little bit to make that event a little bit bigger and better than it would be without the media wall.
Yeah. But like you're saying, it just doesn't mean like it used to mean if you won the Indy 500 or Miss America or Miss Universe. Almost like I got the new edition of Sports Illustrated. Before, if you were on the Sports Illustrated magazine, have you seen that lately?
No, when you say you just got this, you bought it or you subscribed?
No, I guess it's one of the things that I get complimentary.
Well, no, I haven't seen this.
It's
set up like a program.
Yeah, but before... When you said you were on the cover of Sports Illustrated, you were for the swimsuit edition. That was it.
Yeah.
You know, came in the mail, Mark. I barely looked at it.
Yeah. You know, they just sold Sports Illustrated yesterday?
No.
To a company? Yesterday. Yeah. Or a couple of days ago. The magazine was bought by some media company. You know what they sold it for?
Just Sports Illustrated itself?
Just the magazine, yeah.
Well, things are so thrown out of whack, I'd say $1.2
billion. $150 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have been surprised if you said a billion.
Right. Because
it just seems like everything
Absolutely.
Nowadays is a billion.
Well, Ed Sheeran's going to be a billionaire, they're saying, in 4 years.
Yeah. A billion is...
Well, I haven't seen this Sports Illustrated in a while.
Yeah.
It's a good magazine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but I haven't seen it. But I don't think it means like it used to. Just, yeah. In that particular issue, there's like some... older winners is
past
winners.
Oh, yeah. Tyra Banks.
She looks pretty good. She was just on last month's issue, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, but anyhow, so what we're saying is social media now is like the new big star or whatever. We're still trying to figure that out. But a couple of events last night, we were at the Four Seasons Hotel, which was buzzing on a Wednesday night for a birthday party.
Boy, buzzing. That's an
understatement. Yeah, it was buzzing. And then we were also at, I know, isn't that?
Yeah.
And she's got somebody that's got the same.
Oh, yeah.
Anyhow, we'll talk later about that. And we were at Crustacean for a 5-year anniversary party for a limousine company. And then we were at the Fred Siegel party. So we were busy last night. And we were also invited to go to the EMC event. And get this,
Mark. State Managers Coalition.
Out at the, it was a private helicopter
terminal.
One of Carrie's friends was there.
At the event?
That she used to work with.
At the estate manager's thing? How'd that happen?
Yeah. She's known her from, I don't know, but anyhow, she posted a picture and Carrie says, hey, but anyhow. And then this weekend, we're going to, always going to something, but this weekend, Mark, if you remember, is the LA Wine Fest.
Yeah.
We've done this before. LA Wine Fest is fantastic. This is the 14th successful year. I think we only, 14th. We're tastemakers, we're bon vivants, and we're toast of the town. We get around. And I think we've been going to the LA Wine Festival. This will be our third year.
Where have they been the last 2 years?
Down, I believe, at the LA Live.
We're down so there. The LA Live thing?
I believe so.
So that was, because I thought that was the East meets West.
Yeah, well, I think we've gone two to there. But we've gone to this one at least twice in the past.
At LA Live too?
I don't know, maybe. But I don't know where else it would have been, but I know we've been twice in the past. In any event, this is the 14th year. What I was getting at was this is the third year in a row that we're going, but this is the 14th year, 14th successful year. The popular event blazed a trail in LA to bring wine and people together in an inviting and accessible way. It's a local institution. How about that? This year, they're moving from Los Angeles to the Pike Outlets in Long Beach on Pine Avenue. Are you familiar with the Pike Outlets?
No.
Yeah, neither am I. But Long Beach is like happening and constantly growing and so forth. But it's this weekend. It's June 1st and June 2nd, Saturday and Sunday, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Usually in the past, we've gone, I think, in the evening. Anyhow, LA Wine Fest is, check them out at lawinefest.com. Exploration of taste. I like that's their slogan.
I would assume tickets are still available, man.
Tickets,
right?
I would assume, are probably. I didn't see anything saying that they were sold out. So get to lawinefest.com. It's an exciting place to be at Oceanside in Long Beach at the Pikes. So if you can and you have nothing
planned
today,
what time is it this weekend?
2 o'clock to 6 o'clock, Saturday and Sunday. LAWinefest.com. Tons and tons of wine. There's going to in the it, they have the Pike Outlets by the historic Ferris wheel. I didn't know there was a historic Ferris wheel out there.
I know that they used to have that not carnival, but it was like a like amusement park area like there. But I thought that was long gone.
Yeah, but maybe that might be a new thing.
Oh, okay.
But fantastic wine fest to get to. So if you got nothing planned this weekend, check out their website.
Even if you do have something planned this weekend, cancel it.
Cancel it. Just squeeze into when you have the weekend off. You know, carve some time. It's from 2 to 6. It's 4 hours in Long Beach.
Should 2 be to 6 on Saturday and Sunday?
2 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday. So check them out, lawinefest.com. And the Harris twins will be there. And if you happen to see us, come on up and say hello.
Wow.
Right?
Why not, right?
What else is going on for the weekend?
This weekend?
Anything at the...
William Shatner. He's got
that's his weekend?
Celebrity Horse Show, Charity Horse Show this Saturday at the Los Angeles Equestrian Center in Burbank. And the thing, it's a fundraiser for Bill Shatner's charity. And it helps.
What's the charity name?
Max Strauss Foundation is one of them. And there's a couple other charities. There's three charities, I think. And it's a great thing. We've been associated for a few years, and we haven't been there for a few years as well, though. But it always starts off with the horse show, the actual charity celebrity horse show, and Bill gets out there.
It's at the Equestrian Center, right?
Yeah, I just said that. And he starts off with the horse show, and then it you go into the dinner afterwards, and that's where they raise all the money. You're paying $500 a plate to go into the dinner. They've got a silent auction.
It's a buffet, too, from what I remember.
I guess they still have the buffet, and which was great. And then, so it's a nice event. And but this year, I guess in order to get more crowd in there to see the horse show, it's free to go to the horse show.
So what they used to be.
Well, it was all part of the thing. You had to have a ticket for the,
so you couldn't
the dinner
just,
and the horse show.
Oh, you had to get the whole ensemble.
Yeah. So it's free now. So it's at the Burbank, the LA Equestrian Center in Burbank. And hey, if you want to go and just see the horse show, I think I'm going to be there to catch the show.
That's on Saturday?
And, Saturday evening, yeah. And then if you want to stay for the dinner, actually, I think they're sold out for the dinner. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are. Yeah.
$500 a day. I think
you only get a couple, it's room for a couple hundred people, I think.
Yeah, so that's. And from what I remember in years past, a lot of those people were big time Star Trek fans that were there because of Bill Shatner.
I know he had the volunteers that helped set up, but I don't know if the fans were the ones that were attending. They were. We always have them help us. They were volunteers to get ready for the thing, but they weren't sitting down getting the dinner. Mm. They weren't. But
good entertainment in the past too. Yeah. I remember. I can't remember. Randy Travis was one of them before he kind of
lost his mind. And who's the guy that was married to Julia Roberts for like 5 minutes?
Yeah,
he was there once too.
Yeah,
and he was in the play.
Pretty good talent.
Yeah, they've always had decent. I think Willie Nelson was there once too.
Probably because this is what the 20th year.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. So I'm sure over the years she's had some big talent.
So it's a great event, and it raises money for a great cause. And, again, if the dinner's sold out, but if you want to go and just see the horse show, it's free. So get there to the – I always liked it. We used to go to the polo matches there many, many decades ago in the L.A.
Speaking
Stars.
Of polo, yeah. It's polo season now.
Yeah, it is.
Well, we just got invited to the Will Rogers one. That's in August.
Okay,
that's the big one that we always go to.
Which is strange because that was always in May.
Yeah. So that's San Diego Polo, which we usually go to.
Which I don't even know if that's happening anymore. The website hasn't been updated in a year.
Yeah.
And there's no schedule for it because the San Diego Polo season starts in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And because there's nothing on the website, I'm thinking it's closed. I sent them two different emails from two different email addresses. And nobody got back to me about anything.
Santa Barbara Polo started 2 weeks ago. We were invited to the first two weekends of the... but speaking of which, Mark, Santa Barbara Polo Club is about 7 minutes away from the new Caruso hotel or property, which is called Rosewood, right?
No, it's the... it's the Miramar, but it's owned by Rosewood Hotel.
Yeah, Rosewood, because that's on the title.
Or managed by them, I should say.
Rosewood Miramar Hotel, which we were at a couple weeks ago checking it out. Beautiful, and while we were there, Meg Ryan and John Cougar were having lunch outside. How nice.
Wow.
Beautiful day, but literally 7 minutes away, 6 or 7 minutes away from Santa Barbara Polo, which that season started 3 weeks ago. We were invited to the opening weekend and the following weekend. We could not make it, but we've also been invited to the Santa Ynez Polo. This is the third year for the Santa Ynez Polo tournament. VIP tickets should be a great thing. That's about an hour and 40 minutes from where I live. So,
that's not bad.
Yeah, the next time we are in studio, we'll be talking more about the Santa Ynez Polo. But we got great VIP tickets, so it's a great great package to be a part of.
Yeah. Hey, now since we are heading into the summer months, unofficially, but
I guess
soon
we
to be,
are, right? When is it officially?
I think it's like June 20th or
something
like that. It's probably
so what are we in right now, spring?
This is still spring, yeah. I want to talk to, because the season is upon us again, for the Pasadena Pops in Symphony, which is a great organization. They are, let me see, and their website is pasadena-pops.org. Now, every summer, they have great concerts hosted by Michael Feinstein. And it starts off on June 22nd, which is 3 weeks from this Saturday, with the Great American Songbook Icons from Tin Pan Alley, Broadway, and Hollywood. Now, this is great because this takes place at the Los Angeles Arboretum in Arcadia, right across the street from Santa Anita and down the street from the Westfield Shopping Center. The Arboretum is a great place. I mean, it's a great place to go and hike and see the peacocks and explore.
Afternoon. Could you picnic there?
No, you can't picnic there. They don't let you bring anything in like that.
Only during the Pops.
Only during the Pops, and which is great because there's the season. It starts, like I said, June 22nd. There's five of them going on. And it's great because they've got it. You can buy just to sit on the lawn, bring in your chair and picnic stuff, or you can have a table. And through our friends over there at the Pasadena Symphony and Pops, we've got a great friendship with them. They've invited us to come by the last, I think this is our fourth year, maybe the fifth year that we've been going.
Yeah, how long
we've been gone. So it's a great concert under the stars, and it's again hosted by the great Michael Feinstein. And the schedule is June 22nd, like I just told you. It starts at 7:30, and then the next concert is almost a month later, July 13th, Rhapsody in Blue, Michael Feinstein conductor, Frederick Hodges piano, Patty Austin soloist, and Tony Yazbek soloist. The next concert is August 3rd. Now, this is the one I'm looking forward to.
That's the next one after the June 22nd one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just 2 weeks, which is great.
No, you said August. That's 6 weeks.
Oh, July 13th and August 3rd? No, that's three weeks. No,
but I just said June 22nd.
Okay. Oh, June 22nd was the first one.
Yeah.
Then Rhapsody in Blue was the second one. I'm talking about the third one. Michael Feinstein sings Cole Porter, August 3rd, and Michael Feinstein soloist and Larry Blank conductor.
Larry Blank.
Yeah. And then the next one is August 24th, again 3 weeks later. It's the music of Elton John, starring Michael Cavanaugh. Michael Cavanaugh, soloist, and conductor Larry Blank. And then the final concert of the series is September 14th, MGM Movie Classics, Wizard of Oz, 80th anniversary. Conductor, again, Michael Feinstein.
Is that four?
One, two, three, four, five.
Oh,
there are
nice.
Five concerts.
Nice.
Starting June, goes through September. Tickets are still available. Go to PasadenaSymphony-Pops.org. This is the Great American Songbook. Oh, and also another thing is, in conjunction with the whole group, on June 15th, Dwight Yoakam is going to be performing at the June 15th. Dwight Yoakam will be performing at the Arboretum. They have this once a year. They always have one country western star. Last year was Leanne Rimes was there. No, last year was Trace Atkins. 2 years ago was Leanne Rimes.
Trace Atkins, huh?
And this year is Dwight
on
Yoakam.
June 15th. He's a pretty decent actor. I was flicking around the other day. He was in The Panic Room.
He was in The Panic Room?
The Panic Room, yeah.
With Jodie Foster?
Uh-huh. He was.
I didn't know he was acting that long because he was in Goliath. You know, he played that CEO.
Yeah, but and that was like 2002.
Wow, didn't know he was acting that long.
Yeah.
But anyhow,
on another note, he was at the Stagecoach this year.
This is a great evening under the stars. The thing I like about it is when you're listening to the concert and you hear the peacocks in the background, and it's a lovely evening, it's an enchanting evening, the weather's beautiful, you have all the space in the world, whether you have a table or you sit on the lawn. It's very affordable, very reasonably priced, so if you've got anything planned, I mean, if you've got no plans, the summer and the Saturdays, there's five Saturdays in June, July, August, September. Go to the Pasadena Pops.
Fantastic
Symphony.
Night. Yeah. Just to go back to Dwight Yoakam again, because right now when I mentioned The Panic Room and you said 2001, you didn't realize
he was acting.
Yeah, but actually he was acting before that. Sling Blade. He's the guy that. What's his name? That was like 1997.
Wow.
So he was acting. So I wonder if he started acting first. And no, I'm sure he didn't.
Yeah.
I'm sure he didn't. But anyhow, go figure that.
Yeah.
Dwight Yoakam. So boy,
he was good in Goliath.
I'd like to check him out in. At the concert.
2 weeks from Saturday.
Are we invited to that as well?
No, we're not.
Oh, that's too bad.
To the other things.
Yeah, other things are fantastic, but that would be nice to see Dwight Yoakam. Hey, the NBA playoffs start tonight, but does anybody really care? I do.
Well,
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I don't care because I don't like Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, I can't stand them, but I like the fact that it's Canada, U.S. It's like 23 years ago when the Toronto Blue Jays were playing the, who did they play? Two years back to back. So it was Canada, against, it's just like when it's the Stanley Cup. It makes it that much more interesting when it's.
Well, by the way, go Blues. They won.
Yeah. Yeah. And St. Louis Blues. Go figure. St. Louis. No football team anymore, right? So they just have the Blues and the Cardinal. That's it. So that's a small market then.
Well, it's a small city.
Yeah.
It's amazing that they have any team.
We were there a couple years ago judging
Missouri
USA. And
I remember. It's a small old town.
Yeah,
you know, they just spent a ton of money redoing the arch.
Arch.
Okay,
yeah.
But other than that, and I don't want to offend our friends out there in St. Louis, but it kind of
shout out to Ed Callison and the Callison Group. Seems like he's spending more time traveling.
Yes,
and going
the Callison Group.
I guess the Callison Group is doing very, very well and successful.
So he, as the boss and the owner, he doesn't need to be in as much.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of good, right?
Which is I think what you want. You know, you want to be able to have provided.
Unless you're Magic Johnson, and not necessarily he was the boss, but he was the president of operations, but he was only in the office once a week.
Yeah, and
what did you think of that, Mark?
Well, I didn't think he was right for the position in the first place. Yeah. And if you are coming on board to be president of operations, you got to be there every day,
yeah.
You know, or at least 4 days a week, I guess, because it's a job like any other 9-to-5 job, even more because you're president of operations. Now, for him to take something like that on, because he's got all these other business interests, all these other ownership interests, mm-hmm. for him to take a full-time job to be president of operations,
that's a
full-time job, yeah. You know?
So you're not getting paid and owning a piece of the pie there to just come in on your, you know.
Yeah.
So I didn't
think it was a good go from
fit.
The start, you know, because you got to commit all day for that job. President of operations, there's a lot that goes into that.
He was bragging
yesterday. The title.
He was bragging yesterday how he's not a lazy person and how he runs a $600 million.
And I get all that.
Yeah.
But you can't, running that's a full time job. You can't go to be president of operations. That's a full time job.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, but anyhow, back to the Raptors. I hate not to root for a U.S. team, but. Again, I don't like the Warriors. They defeated LA Clippers.
The crazy thing about it is, I mean, they're a Canadian team, but there's no Canadians on the team. So it's almost kind of irrelevant. It's not like the U.S. hockey team playing the Canadian hockey team. It's Americans against Canadians. Here, it's basically just Americans. Hey, the Yankees are playing in London in a couple weeks. They're playing the Red Sox, I think. It's going to be the first time ever Major League Baseball is playing in London.
It's silly, I think.
Yeah, well, football is very, very successful over there. But anyhow, I am, you know, Golden State, up until 5 years ago, you wouldn't think that Golden State would be in the finals at all. But now they're like a staple, a fixture.
Yeah,
they're the team now. I'm sure the NBA would have been looking for, like, the Celtics against them as opposed to the Raptors.
Yeah.
But they could even, let's see, the Raptors beat Milwaukee, and that's probably a smaller market than Toronto, because Toronto is a bigger town.
Notable numbers, the value of the Real Madrid team. I have a hat for Real Madrid.
$5 billion?
$4 billion.
Okay.
Actually, it says here, yeah, $4 billion. Oh, no, $4.24 billion
yeah.
for Real Madrid. The second one is
Manchester United yep.
is $4 billion.
Yeah, but the guy that owns Manchester United owns, like, I think he owns an NFL team. He owns a couple other big. Do they have the guy's name?
No.
Oh. What's number three then?
Number three is Premier League. Or it says here, Manchester United.
Is this all soccer or just sporting teams?
It says here, Real Madrid is second. Manchester United of English Premier League is third. Okay, so wait a minute. It says here, Manchester's third. Let me see. Value of Real Madrid, the number one team on Forbes list of the most valuable soccer clubs for 2019,
mm-hmm.
4.2 billion. Oh, Barcelona is second,
mm-hmm.
and Manchester United is third.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Barcelona is $4 billion.
It doesn't have it listed there, but aren't the Warriors worth like $2 billion now?
Probably.
And
look at the Clippers sold for $2 billion.
Yeah, but before the last 5 years, whatchamacallit, who bought the team? Didn't they buy for like only $300 million?
Which team?
The Warriors.
I don't know.
Who owns the Warriors? You know them.
Well, Peter Guber is one of the guys.
Yeah, they bought them for like $200 million. And right after they bought them, they fired the coach.
Oh, yeah.
And the coach had a winning season. Don't understand that.
Yeah. Hey, well, back to, like we said, we're in the summer season almost. And one of the things that comes to summer in addition to the polo season is horse racing at Del Mar. The opening day of Del Mar is Wednesday, July 17th. Boy, that's 6 weeks away.
That's 6 weeks from, probably seven weeks from yesterday, I think.
Okay. 7 weeks from yesterday. Boy, it's still a long way off then.
Mm-hmm.
Website is dmtc.com. That's the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. We've gone, I think, 5 years in a row now.
Probably.
And it's great. It's crazy. I mean, the place is like Churchill Downs on Kentucky Derby Day.
This, I think, will be our sixth year.
Sixth year.
Yeah. Wow.
It's great. You know, they got a great hat contest, a lot of people, a lot of stuff going on. But, I mean, it's crazy
there. It's like Churchill Downs at the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah. And it's dmtc.com.
You can barely walk. And
the first
race is until 2.
2 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
So that way it gives you extra time to schmooze, have a couple of drinks.
Gates open at noon.
Smoke a cigar. enter the contest for the hats.
But no men's fashion contest.
Just hats, yeah, just hats.
Yeah.
Women's hats.
Maybe we should reach out to them and suggest they have a men's fashion contest that we could judge.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I have the contact over here. So
let's do that.
I'll see if they want to put this out there.
What do you win if you win the hat contest?
I don't know. But have like a men's fashion contest. Right.
And we could judge it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they've got the hats, which is great. They got some crazy ones, and then they've got some
ridiculous ones.
Right. And then they've got some nice hats, you know, that they're nice, like
practical
Kentucky Derby hats.
Yeah.
Hats.
When I say there's a difference between crazy and ridiculous, the crazy ones are the super, super, like, big ones that are kind of like crazy, but then there's the ridiculous ones that are kind of stupid.
Yeah.
You know, they got things like living in there or bird cages.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
One of them we saw last year, I think, it was like she had a person on her head. It was like it was a
very creative
mannequin. Yeah.
Very creative.
But that's a good idea, so I'm going to reach out for them. Because we still got plenty of time. They could still put
Santa
this
thing
together.
Santa Anita, we've won the fashion contest
yes,
there.
Yes, numerous times.
Between us, about
five
times.
And then I won
times.
The fashion contest for the Breeders' Cup.
Yeah.
So
between us, about five times. So if they got them.
And we're taking ourselves out of contention. We're only saying we want to judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I want to judge.
Yeah, I do too. That's a good idea. I'll send something to them today. But great news, Del Mar. Looking forward to the event. Matt and I are on the list, so we will be going there for the opening day. And more to follow because there are two other parties going on, and one is the official after the pony party. So we'll get more details.
At the Valencia Hotel.
At Rancho Valencia Hotel. And we will get more details on that in the coming
That's
shows.
That's in La Jolla.
Rancho, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So how far, I guess, is La Jolla from Del Mar?
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Maximum.
Okay.
Five
but
minutes.
The Auberge, that's great.
Yeah.
Because it's.
But it's going to be a great. It's going to be a great, great event. So, we're looking forward to attending there next week, or next month. Actually, almost
six
weeks.
Almost 2 months.
Yeah.
Actually, it seems like it's. All of a sudden, we're in July. Come Saturday, then we'll be saying next month.
Yes.
But right now we're in May, and it's the middle part of May.
Yeah.
Because we're hosting our annual ESPY event on
July 15th.
15th. So that'll be on a Friday, I think.
Yeah.
And this will be the Fong Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right?
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 o'clock.
Oh, wait. So it's the day of the ESPYs then, because the ESPYs is Wednesday the 17th.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And no big deal.
Yeah. It's always right on the 15th, 16th, or 17th. And it's always on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Okay.
But and we always get down there about 12, I think. Don't we get down there about.
Seems no, like we're always we get there around 11.
Oh, we get
around 9.
So we get there real early.
Yes, because we got to park, then we got to walk over there, and we always have lunch first.
So that being said, then. Has the first race always been at 2? That seems like it's late.
I don't know. But we always get there around 11, 11:15, and then by the time we park, you've got that long walk to get in there.
Okay? A very long walk, right?
And then we got to go get our credentials at the front, and then we always float around a little bit, then we go and have lunch.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Have we ever bet on the races there at Del Mar? I don't remember being in the window.
You know, you're right about that.
I think we just
think
go
it's more
to
of a social thing.
Yeah.
More of a social thing, be seen, promote, participate, fashion, so forth.
Maybe this time we could get a bed in or two, huh?
You know what? I find it hard to believe that we have not bet, but at the same time, like you said, I don't recall.
I have no recollection. We always we smoke a cigar.
Yeah.
We have some.
We do a lot of social media.
Drinking.
We do a lot. They
have a good time.
Good media wall down there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we've nice taken advantage of the hat contest and all the sights and sounds, so.
Yeah.
And then we move on. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, we'll definitely get some action in this.
That
time.
Being said, like I said, that is the 17th, and our ESPY event is the 15th. In addition to our ESPY event, one of the other big events we do on an annual basis is the Emmys. We'll be hosting our annual Emmy gifting suite in September, I think it's the 20th. A client that just recently signed on to participate in that gifting suite is AliceParfum.com. That's AliceParfum.com. Fragrances that empower. I always like logos, Mark. Logos
gotta
are
have
really
good
cool.
Logo.
Luxury is but a spritz away. Very, very nice bottle. We were recently at an event that they were at, and that's how we were introduced to this product. But fragrance that empowers. It's AliceParfum.com. Voluptuous and lush. Coquette and Cherie are rich fragrances that combine classic absolutes with contemporary appeal. Carefully blended and balanced fragrances that embolden you, explore your sensuality, magnetism, and mystery as it softens into the skin. Boy, that is a lot.
Where can I buy it?
You could get that at, they have them Well, go to their website. You could buy them on their website at EliseParfum.com. They also have a rollerball, which is one of their popular items, as opposed to just a spray. So it's a rollerball. But you could buy them at these luxury locations, Mark, and Sisteron at 427 North Cannon Drive in Beverly Hills, Gloss on 9867 Santa Monica Boulevard, Luxanthropy online only, and Alex Roldan on 120 South San Vicente Boulevard, oh, as well as Rosewood Mayakoba Boutique that is in Playa del Carmen. That's interesting. All these Beverly Hills locations, and then they're...
What's Playa del Carmen? Where's that?
That's in down in Mexico. It's on the other side of Cancun, but which is interesting. Huh. Everything else is a real nice card, and the owner's Kendra Bolenbach. So check them out again at EliseParfum.com, and we're happy to say that they're going to be participating in our Emmy event in September.
Looking forward to seeing them there.
Yeah.
That's great.
Fantastic.
And I want to do a big thank you again to Santa Anita, as usual. They've always been very generous with the Harris brothers and wives to attend the different events that are going on. We were there for the Preakness Stakes 2 weeks ago almost. This Saturday makes 2 weeks in the Chandelier Room.
3 weeks, I think, doesn't it?
No, it's 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago this Saturday that we were there for the Preakness.
Oh, yeah.
And, again, it's a great place. It's called the Great Race Place for a reason. The buffet again this year, or this the same buffet they had for the Kentucky Derby, which was fantastic. They had the...
picnic style.
Picnic style. They call it picnic style, right. Chicken skewers, potato salad. They had a pulled pork, pulled barbecue pork sandwich. What else did they have? They had...
mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Which was excellent.
Which was fantastic.
Cookies for dessert, which were a variety of them, four different types.
So, I mean, the food's always good, and I'm not, I don't think I remember. I think we didn't win one race that for the Preakness, did we?
Two weeks ago for the Preakness? I think you did,
okay.
Yeah.
Because I know we did pretty good for the Kentucky Derby 2 weeks before that, but I don't recall Preakness. But it was a gorgeous day, again, at Santa Anita, overlooking the San Gabriel Mountains. And it's a great way to, you know, like, for instance, tomorrow, it's they've got dollar beers and $2 hot dogs.
Figures that would be the other way around. $2 beers, $1 hot dogs.
Right, I thought the same thing.
I mean, right?
Yeah. But it's great. I think we're going to have another beautiful day tomorrow. And I live 5 minutes from there, so I might pop in and have a dog and a dog.
I like the hot dogs there, too.
Yeah, a dog, a beer, and catch a race or two. So, you know, you can't beat it because...
You get three hot dogs and a beer for $5.
Yeah, and then I make a $2 bet, and who knows, I might win and pay for everything.
Yeah.
So, It's a great, great place. And
the Great Race Place.
It's a great race place. It's fun to go to.
Should be a good day tomorrow, and, too. Smoggy in L.A. today, though.
Today was a smoggy
Real
day.
Real smoggy in L.A.
But, again, a big thank you for our friends over there at Santa Anita for always keeping the Harris brothers in mind. We always go there. We always have a great time. Opening day, Pegasus, Santa Anita Derby, Kentucky Derby, Preakness, Belmont.
I think there's one more that we go to.
But it's,
did you see the Santa Anita Derby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
SantaAnita.com.
No Triple Crown this year, though.
No Triple Crown, which is...
No Triple Crown. But we've had two in the last 5 years, I think.
Which is...
that's a lot.
Because we went 40 without it. So.
Yeah. So that's a lot. But, you got to love the races. And
I know I do.
Yeah.
You know. What else is going on?
Belmont. Where is that in Belmont, New York?
No,
right, New York?
It's in Elmont, New
Elmont,
York.
Elmont.
Elmont. The Belmont's
at, the Belmont's at Elmont.
Yes.
Is that right?
It is.
Hey, I didn't catch the Dodger game last night. I was following
it
was following it on Twitter, though. Last I looked, right before you sent me a text, so Blake was there last night, right?
Yes.
For that game?
We went to the bottom of the ninth.
They were down by three.
At the bottom of the ninth,
And then two back-to-back home runs.
Yes, Jock Peterson and Bellinger.
Muncy.
Oh, Muncy, that's right.
Bellinger hit the double.
Right.
But Madman Muncy.
Yeah, and then your friend Verdugo, he knocked them in, and we took the lead. This was, the game ended, I think it was 10:40. Now, that's a long time.
How were the stands?
They had a good crowd. You know, I was just telling Stacey yesterday, it's amazing the amount of people that will stay throughout the game to the very end like that.
Yeah.
Even when they were done and going into the bottom of the ninth, they stayed.
Yeah.
That's how Blake is. You know, he stays to the end. He's a true fan. But I look at it like I could watch all the games at home. I get every game on Spectrum, so I could see every game at home. So to go there, just to go there and catch a couple hours, 2.5 hours is enough. I'm ready to go out because got to beat that crowd. I mean, it's tough leaving there when you got 40,000 people
leaving
at the same
time.
Maybe
a lot of those people that stay till the end, after the game's even over, they sit there still, and so they let the traffic go.
Well, Yeah.
On another note, what did you think of the finale of Game of Thrones?
No big deal to me, since I've never been a big Game of Thrones fan. I watched it just to see what the hype was. I like the dragons. I like the fighting. I like the fire coming out of the dragons.
Yeah.
And you know, I like that. But, you know, all these people that are talking about, oh, it was terrible, it was terrible. I guess these are the people that have vested interest in it. These are the ones that have been in it for 10 years or whatever, and they thought that the
fans that are fanatics.
Yeah. So I think, but in my opinion, it was as good as it gets, I guess. You know, it was no big deal to me. I only watched the last two seasons, I think.
Did you see what came afterwards that they showed the other day? Yeah. After Game? They're basically saying that I didn't watch it either because I've had enough too, but they're basically saying that every episode was like a full-length motion picture.
Yeah, I guess so. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I would
filming
think so.
With the,
yeah, because they were about an hour and 15 minutes, and they had so much that went into it, the special effects and the
You know what I'm looking forward to?
Concert.
Deadwood tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. They're running the marathon today on HBO.
Oh, tonight?
No, today. It's going on right now. It started like at 9 o'clock, I think.
Oh, damn.
And it goes
How many seasons were there?
I don't know.
Because I started watching them... a couple months ago, they started, and I missed the episode where Bill Hickok got it, which, by the way, I was just, I ran into Barnes & Noble the other day for something. There's a new book about Wild Bill Hickok.
Wow. Oh, by the way, Wild Bill Hickok, okay. Buffalo Bill, they got that Paul Newman Buffalo Bill
movie. I'm TiVoing it.
Me too.
Yeah. That's an amazing story about Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
So, good for that. But
yeah, he toured Europe.
Yeah, looking forward to, and he played in front of the kings and queens of Europe.
They call the royal heads of Europe.
Yeah, whatever they call them. He played or performed in front of them. But looking forward to that. And did you see The Hot Zone?
Yeah, really good show.
Yeah.
Really good show.
I have half of the last episode to go still. Came home last night and I was watching. But
I missed the third episode because I could only TiVo a couple of different things.
Yeah.
And I could not TiVo the third episode. So I went five, and six. Yeah.
Did you ever watch anything in Net Geo?
No.
So while I'm sitting the TiVo to get this, I see all these other good shows they got that are on Net Geo.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Yeah. Like just crazy stuff. Starting on Monday, there's something about with Cameron. Jim Cameron.
Who?
He goes to Jim Cameron.
Oh, James Cameron.
James Cameron.
Your buddies with him. You're at the gym stage now, huh?
You know, he's at D-Day at Normandy.
Huh.
They're to get all the sunken ships that were there on D-Day.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
Yeah, which sounds good. And there's this crazy, I was telling this about the other day. It's on Net Geo. It's called Doomsday Preppers.
Mm-hmm.
There's an actual show about these people
getting ready
out there
for the end of the world.
Yeah,
wow.
They are spending the rest of their life preparing for this,
like Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween
was preparing for
40 years. She waited for the day for him to break out.
But this is kind of just silly, though. These people are hunkering down in these what do they call them, bunkers?
Yeah,
you know,
well, just like Tremors. That guy that was Michael Gross from Family Ties.
Yeah,
he was one of those survivalists that was living out there in the desert, prepared for the end of the world.
I've heard about this show.
Oh, sure,
but I've watched it.
So these guys, they prep for the end of the world, but naturally you have to hope that it never comes. But if it does, they're ready for it,
and
or
they
are.
Then you get rated at the end of the show
on
different things. They say as far as how prepared you are.
Yeah.
Food, do you have enough food?
Oh, boy.
You know, out of 20, they rate them. Do you have enough water? What are you going to do for water? Solar power, security. Security is a big thing, you know, because you have to protect your property and what have you. So interesting. Just goes to show you they make a show about anything.
Yeah.
The Foot Doctor.
Well, we're pitching a show right now.
We are, Mark.
And
we are.
We won't give you any of the specifics and details right now, but we're hopefully hearing back from them tomorrow, I think.
That's right.
They're going to let us know tomorrow. We've been back and forth for a while. It's a great concept. It's a great show.
Yeah.
So we've got to sell the concept
Nothing like
first.
It out there. Nothing like it out
nothing
there.
Nothing like it. Nothing like it out
there.
Well,
a lot of shows that reality shows, they're similar. They're comparable. And this is
original. This is an original concept. It's an original format, and actually would star us. So, and it's a great, great title. You got to have a great title.
Yeah.
You know, you really do. So it's got all the components that makes this thing a hit.
Yeah.
The only thing is, it's
all you got to do is,
it's very difficult to sell a show.
All you got to do is get one person who likes it.
Yeah, the owner of the company. But we know he likes it, though.
Yeah.
We already
really
know
likes it, Mark. Not just likes. Really?
Yeah, but he wants to tweak it a little bit.
Yeah.
So
we're open to tweaking to a point, but we don't want, just like that movie The Mistress with
Bob De Niro.
Yeah, they completely changed the whole story.
Yeah, like in Malibu too with Richard Mulligan. He's got the script and that rock group. They love it. They'll finance the whole $10 million.
They want to completely change.
They want to completely change it, but they'll pay the whole $10 million to finance the
whole
movie.
Sell it?
He goes with it, yeah. Oh, wow. They're going to give him the $10 million he needs.
I guess what's more important, your personal integrity and getting what you want, or just getting
paid? But it's not getting what you want. The whole story's changed. So yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Would you rather have your integrity and keep it intact and stay for, even if it means no, but you want it your way, or do you just want to sell and just get the money?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Do you want personal wealth out of it, or just, you know?
Yeah. That's a good question. Yeah. And, you know, because if you take the money to make it, but you're just making something you don't want.
He was on your Love Boat the other day, and you watch that every Sunday. You send me the clip.
Because it's
did you set the TV to get that?
No.
Oh, you just remember to get it at 6 o'clock?
If I remember, I watch it. If I don't, I don't. No big deal. Yeah. But, you know, it's a great show. And the funny thing is about, you mentioned about that now, and after seeing, you know, we were at the Farrah Fawcett charity event a month ago or whatever, and we
I
met...
I think that was closer to 2 months ago.
We met Jacqueline Smith there, and then we watched that Farrah Fawcett cancer thing last week, which was terrible. But after meeting Jacqueline Smith and watching the Farrah Fawcett...
I liked the Farrah Fawcett show.
Yeah, the show was good, but it was terrible what happened to her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I got all intrigued about watching Charlie's Angels again, so I watched 3 episodes this week. And boy,
what channel is that on?
On
MeTV.
Cozy. Oh, MeTV. Yeah, MeTV.
Same channel as Cannon.
Yeah, and
Frank Cannon.
Boy, is that a corny '70s show?
I can't believe that she was only on one season.
Yeah, I'm at the Cheryl Ladd seasons now.
Ah.
And corny, and so '70s. But
so Cheryl Ladd, and then who replaced her?
Shelley Hack.
Shelley Hack. And was there one more?
No. There were only 3 replaced.
Tanya Roberts. Was there Tanya Roberts? Wasn't she one of
Was she?
Wasn't
so they
she?
Had 4? Oh, Tanya Roberts replaced Kate Jackson then.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So there's 4 replacements from the original.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyhow, it's really corny and so 70s. And I know you say, well, it was in the 70s. Of course it's going to be so 70s. But when you're stuck in the 2019 right now and everything is the way it is now, and you see a show like that.
And speaking of, they're rehashing it again. They're doing it again.
Oh, yeah.
A
movie again?
Movie.
Okay.
But didn't they just
did two of them.
But didn't they do that like 10 years ago? It's just like the new Spider-Man. This is like the third or fourth Spider-Man. The actual person.
Yeah.
They're rehashing it again.
And just like Superman. Batman and Batman. Superman. The both of them. You know, they got, you know.
Batman. So now they're talking about, you know, who's going to be the new Batman? Who's going to be the new Batman?
No, I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm thinking. But then again, when I heard that Michael Keaton was the first one.
Yeah.
That was kind of like.
Yeah,
he's
a comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was okay. And then Clooney as one. Who was the other one? Val Kilmer. And then Christian Bale.
Yeah.
And then I think there was one
more.
So
they had a bunch of them.
Yeah, but who's
the other one was Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, the most recent one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now the new one, who the hell is he going to be? The new Joker movie should be good. Who's playing the Joker?
I don't know.
That's, what's his name? The guy that got the Academy Award for Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
excuse me, folks. That's a little tired there.
Yeah, change of we're going from being in studio 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock.
Yeah, this is the first time. It's different, you know.
Yeah,
because now it seems now that we're going to get at 1 o'clock, and now it's the later part of the afternoon.
Yeah,
you know.
Again, like we were talking earlier, Mark. Pluses and minuses to everything.
Yeah,
living in this city, weather, traffic, whatever.
Before we got out of noon, it was just in time for lunch.
Yeah,
and then by the time you're home, it's 1.
Yeah, but it seems like we're always rushing in the morning, then we get more traffic.
Yeah,
so now it's just like, boy, an hour makes a big difference. But
we'll
coming to close.
The traffic is going home.
Are we
going
to be on Storage Wars anytime soon?
No, we're not anywhere in the next week.
Not anywhere in the next
week. No, not in the next week on FYI or A&E. Neither one.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
And I'm always checking, not on either one. And they have a marathon, I think, next week or tomorrow. One of these days, there's a marathon.
Hey, Memorial Day weekend. I recall Memorial Day weekend being big box office stuff.
Yeah.
Aladdin came out. It made $87 million.
Yeah.
But I remember... Big, big movies.
Yeah, because that's the unofficial start of summer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what's
right.
coming out this weekend? Oh, the...
Godzilla comes out.
Oh, Godzilla and Elton John and Ma.
Yeah.
All 3 of those.
Yeah.
We're going to see Elton John tomorrow night. What do you think Godzilla's going to do?
I think it'll do pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, because there's you know, John Wick was last week.
57
2 weeks
million,
ago, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
And, but you're right, there's not any big budget, big spectacular...
I guess
Godzilla would be considered that. But
how about the Avengers? Cost $315 million to make.
Makes no sense to me because most of that stuff is just all digital.
Yeah.
So you're not creating a new computer to do the digital.
I think somebody's lining their pockets.
Yeah, it could be.
I think somebody's lining these pockets.
Yeah, all the producers and production companies and Disney and everybody else. So
Yeah. Anyhow. We got to look in and see what that TikTok is, because if you want to find us, and we're closing down, you can find us on Instagram at Wow Hollywood, Facebook, Wow Hollywood.
Well, go to our website. I guess that's the most important thing. Yep. WowCreationsMedia.com. That way you get to see who we are, what we do, what's coming up, where we've been. And the most important thing nowadays, if you're looking for real estate in the LA area in this hot real estate market, Mark Harris Realtor at gmail.com. I'll list your home, or I'll take you around, find you the house that you want. So Mark Harris Realtor at gmail.com, or you can call me Mark Harris Realtor to the Stars. I like to have that one, even though some other realtors have copied my tag there. But anyhow, follow us at Wow Creations Media /Wow Creations. We're on Twitter. We're on LinkedIn. We're on
MySpace.
We're
we had to look into TikTok. Maybe we had to get into the TikTok scene.
We're on everything. Keep looking. Keep watching A&E. Eventually, we're going to be back on again. So,
did you only get as far back or far
just
forward
next
as
week?
Next
yeah.
week?
Always yeah. go just a week. So, in the meantime, eat something good. Drink something better. Life is short. Get out there and enjoy yourself. Have fun. And we'll see you next time.
And really quick, we still have a couple more spots for our ESPYs Gifting Suite and Emmy Suite. So if you want to get your product, brand, publicized, promoted, and get it celebritized.
WowCreationsMedia@gmail.com.
Well, there you go.
Till next time. Ciao.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.